Welcome back to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bankstad.
And I'm Kristen Bry.
And I'm Pat Kreitlow. And on the season finale of the program, we want to make sure we're wrapping up the year's events in a way that makes you feel informed, maybe a little angry, but not unfairly so. Hear me out on this. Now, there were many, many years that where folks have stopped me, you know, in deep red Chippewa County, and they'll say, what's the deal with, you know, X or Y or Z? They know we may not see eye to eye on things, but, you know, they know I'm going to answer that question honestly, and I'm going to give them context they probably didn't get from some talking head on cable TV or some, you know, somebody on right-wing radio. So to that end, during this hour, we're going to try to give a good, thorough wrap-up of the state budget, because it's the single most important bill that usually passes in a legislative session. It helps fund our school, it paves our roads, it protects our resources, it determines our taxes and a bunch of other stuff. State budget can do a lot of good things. Or it can be like the one that just passed in Madison this week. And joining us to talk about that is State Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire. Hello, Representative. Thanks for being back on.
Hey, Pat. Hey, everyone. How are you guys doing tonight?
We are great. Hey, thank Jody. Thank you. I guess what I'm hearing most often, Jody, is that this was a budget of lost opportunity. That seems to be putting it mildly. So let me put it to you the way that I did in the setup here. Somebody's going to stop you because you're going to talk to a lot of Democrats in Eau Claire, but you're going to get stopped by, you know, people who are, you know, they're Republican, or you know that they're, you know, politically agnostic. And they're going to say, what do you guys mean by lost opportunity? And so what are you going to tell those folks who don't really know, but you want to let them know what could have been done this year? How do you respond to them?
You know, I think when we look at lost opportunities, we look at what we could have done. Governor Evers laid out a budget of the vision of what he had for Wisconsin. After that, you know, we found out we had a budget surplus and we had all this money coming in from the federal government, whether it was for the Badger Care expansion or just under a budget surplus. Let me put it in terms that you would understand, Pat. It's like you found a Mickey Mantle baseball card in your attic.
Like that.
Okay. What would you do? Like a 1952 Topps baseball card for Mickey Mantle. You know, the possibilities are endless. And that's what we were looking at. Now, I don't think anybody in the Capitol was under the illusion that Governor Evers was going to get everything that he wanted. But we could have gone halfway. And that's really where my frustration is with this whole process, is I have seen the last couple of months, my Republican colleagues are either looking back at November 2020 or they're looking forward to November 22, but they're not governing in the moment. They're not trying to figure out what is best for the people of Wisconsin. And so whether it's funding our money in classrooms, whether it's making sure that hardworking people across Wisconsin get tax cuts, or whether it's making sure that our businesses bounce back from this pandemic that we are coming out of. We could have had it all, really. But my Republican colleagues chose to play partisan games instead and only looked at trying to cut education for the education governor.
So, Jody, to me, and I'm sure maybe your thoughts are different, but to me, the three biggest things in this budget were expanding Badger Care, which we've been trying to do for like 10 years, free money, basically money from the federal government we're just like mindlessly throwing away, but it was super important still this year. The second one was education money, finally getting to us back to the place pre Scott Walker, where it's still not enough, but it's like at least it's, you know, it's not leaving schools in the lurch. That's the second one. And three, because I'm from the North Woods and close to Rhinelander, the PFAS legislation that would clean up a lot of the PFAS forever chemicals. Now, the first two completely thrown out. The third one was mangled. Can you talk about those three and what, you know, if am I right with my assessment of those?
Absolutely. I mean, we could be here for 2 hours talking about the things that we missed. I mean, I've got a binder a couple inches thick of stuff that they just absolutely gutted out of the budget. I think they put just enough in in various aspects so that they could go back to their voters and say, this is what I did. I did work on PFAS. I did work on mental health. Well, just a little tiny bit, but not enough to really make a difference. And we're at such a critical point, not only in our country, but in our state, where we really need these resources. Yeah, there was a lot of federal money flowing in, but when they go to schools who had to close down and no teacher in the district has a laptop from school to bring home to teach their class from home a year plus ago, you know, that money from the federal government needed to be spent on laptops. So we don't have it anymore to put in classrooms. So, there's all kinds of things we can talk about.
Can you just get to the PFAS thing? Because I say mangled because they gave us money to clean some of this stuff out of our lakes and streams, but they're putting it on the taxpayers' back and not on the corporations who did the polluting. Why did that happen?
Special interests, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. I mean, you know, it's the people who pay the legislators are the ones who write the legislation. I mean, you know that, Kirk.
I just wanted you to say it as opposed to me, because I say it every week.
But I mean, I think that's really what it is. You know, there was a couple of people who said, you know, well, my people are protected, so now I'm going to pass this bill around that does it protect the rest of the people? And there's all kinds of private wells, public wells that are contaminated with PFAS that we don't even know about because we don't have the resources to test every single body of water, every single well that's around there. Yeah.
Kristen.
I think I've seen some of the graphics that were coming out as far as the differences. And there's there's like 380 different things that were just taken out from Evers. But is the only thing that kind of was left in I-94? Is there any other overlapping? I'm just wondering, because I feel like there's a lot of being talked about what has changed or what's different. But like, I was trying to think of like what was kept, and I think the only thing I could think of was the I-94.
That's an interesting thing. It's hard to say exactly because you know the budget is like 1,800 pages long,
I'm sure there might be
one or two other things in there that they thought Evers might have had a good idea about. But ironically, that 94 corridor, a lot of people in Milwaukee didn't want it. So then, of course,
I'm not saying it's popular. It's definitely not something that necessarily everyone wants. But as far as trying to think of like, all right, what was there even a compromise or an agreement on? And I think was it.
It's even stuff like, you know, money that we try to put into DATCAP. I mean, a lot of my Republican colleagues come from the rural areas. There was money for meat processor grants in there to get more meat processors so our farmers can get their products to market and we can have, you know, good tasting beef and, you know, chicken and pork on our shelves. But you can't do that without the processor. You know, they got rid of that kind of stuff even. It just boggles my mind. It's all about not letting Evers win is 100%.
Is it more that? Is it more about, I mean, obviously we can't read their minds, but that's what I always struggle is like trying to see another side. Is it more of the political games of trying to set him up to fail, or is it because they're so invested in making, you know, tax breaks and getting like people, like wealthy people staying wealthy? And
yeah, I mean, you know, they did give tax breaks to the middle class and that was great. But every speech that they all did yesterday and every comment was your side versus our side. And it got really frustrating for me at one point because I felt like, does anybody outside of this block that we're on care about anything that's happening or listen to us? Because
No. We're
supposed to be working for the people.
And those were the only folks whose interests weren't at heart here.
Exactly.
Writ large. More with State Representative Jody Emerson coming up after the break. You're up north.